Get Abstract keeps you updated with summaries of the best business books published worldwide. Books you absolutely need to know in a convenient, smart format.
To truly influence someone, don't simply provide facts and data. Instead, tell a story. In The Story Factor, published by Basic Books, group process consultant Annette Simmons explains that telling people an engaging story is far more persuasive than reciting facts and figures or showing a PowerPoint presentation. To illustrate her position, Simmons uses good stories and parables as examples. She describes the six categories of stories you can use to connect with and influence people, and she offers suggestions on how to become a prolific, entertaining storyteller. Get Abstract recommends this instructive and useful book to anyone who is interested in the art of persuasion or loves a good yarn.
To influence people, you must get their attention and make an emotional connection. You won't bond with your audience by providing excess facts and data. Instead, tell a story. Many methods of persuasion, such as ads, public relations, and promotion, are push strategies. Storytelling, on the other hand, is a pull strategy. A story's attraction is a dynamic way to pull your listener toward a certain conclusion. Stories inspire faith among your listeners. Use stories from these six general categories to influence others.
Who I am stories tell people about yourself. Until other people understand your identity and purpose, they won't trust you. So establish trust by imparting a story that reveals what you want to explain about yourself. You can choose a story from your personal experience, or a fable, parable, or anecdote. Many leaders connect with other people by telling illuminating stories that expose their personal flaws. This kind of self-disclosure often breeds trust, but be selective about what you reveal. One new manager told his staff about being reprimanded for being over-controlling in his first administrative job. This story led his new staff to expect the same kind of approach.
Why I Am Here stories explain your motives, purpose, or goals. Having selfish goals is fine, as long as you are candid with people. If your methods are not exploitative, people will respect and understand that you have healthy, if sometimes self-serving, ambitions. For example, when a CEO tells stories about having a humble, impoverished childhood, listeners will become more sympathetic about the boss's passion for expensive suits.
Vision stories paint a picture of a possible future. Once you have earned your listeners' trust, you can share your vision. A vision story puts today's frustrations and aggravations in perspective by describing what you are trying to achieve tomorrow. Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech is a wonderful vision story.
Teaching stories can be a useful training tool. Telling an illustrative story helps the listener connect to the lesson in a meaningful way. For instance, rather than teach a new receptionist how to do the job just by demonstrating the phone system, talk about the best receptionist you ever knew. Describe how this superstar receptionist worked on multiple tasks with calm efficiency. Skills taught through storytelling are easier to remember.
Values in action stories help communicate corporate values. Many corporations publicize their values in brochures, annual reports, and posters. But visuals won't mean anything real to employees unless you back them up with a story of the values in action.
I Know What You Are Thinking stories are handy for addressing potential opponents or anyone who is disinclined to listen. Before anyone can sabotage your efforts or discredit your message, diffuse the situation with an empathetic tale. For example, a mathematician once began a presentation by saying, "I am a statistician, and this will be the most boring 1 hour of your life." This open display of empathy received a chuckle and relaxed his apprehensive listeners enough to make them receptive.
Storytelling is persuasive because it satisfies the basic human need for attention. When you connect with people through a story, you touch their emotions and make them feel more vibrant. You also create a bond because stories perpetuate the understanding that humans are more alike than different. This connection lets you influence your listener.
When people hear a story, they become more relaxed and receptive. In this state, it is easier to reach past their defenses and engage their imaginations. Once people experience a story, it becomes a part of their emotional memory. They feel and learn from a story in the same way they learn from an actual event. When you relate an event in story form, you invite your listener to experience it with you. Influence happens in small steps over time.
People instinctively play it safe and hold back when they tell a story for two reasons. First, they don't want to appear unprofessional, and second, they fear losing control. It is easier to read bullet points or discuss charts and statistics than it is to spin a yarn. Overcome your inhibitions by practicing your communication skills until they become natural. Be aware that communication involves much more than words alone. Your listeners derive information from your posture, timing, smiles or sighs, and even your clothing and haircut. Consider how you use gesture, facial expressions, body language, sounds, timing, pause, and tone.
To tell an effective story, you must first understand your audience. The best way to achieve understanding is by listening to their stories. Many professionals practice active listening, that is, being overtly attentive by making eye contact, projecting receptive body language, nodding, and using reflective rephrasing. Truly listening to someone means allowing that person to express his or her uncertainties.
A story weaves detail, character, and events into a whole that is greater than the sum of its parts. Whether your story is true or fictitious, use added emotional details to flesh out the facts. All good stories contain an element of truth. Even a story of dragons and devils must contain some kind of truth. This truth will resonate with your listeners, giving them something to relate to as they hear it. When you offer a story that engages people at an emotional level and ignites their curiosity, they will listen. And when they are listening, you have influence. In fact, people will always listen to those who tell the best stories. And the best stories are the ones that mean the most to the most people.
Good storytellers are always on the lookout for wonderful stories. Any event that creates emotion or happens because of emotion can become a story. When you search for a story, look for patterns, consequences, lessons, utility, vulnerability, future experience, and recollections. The only way to become a great storyteller is by telling stories. Practice often and develop a keen appreciation for the stories you hear.
Thank you for listening to Get Abstract Book Summaries. To learn more about this topic, simply enter the keywords effective communication on getabstract.com.